Okay. Says Nerik Yaduhu Dechol Adam Yeshlo Resh Mem Chesevarim Ushin Samachei Gidim Ruchanim Valeim Lubasha Resh Mem Chesevarim Ushin Samachei Gidim Gashmim. Kamashakasuv over there in Eev Yod Yon Aleph says Or Ubasar Tabisheni Uvatsamus Vigidim Tischeni. Hashahiskar Kasuv Or Ubasar Vigidim Vatsamus Voli Karoi Rakbashem Lavushuskach. Kamashakasuv Tabisheni Tischeni. Vesmi Hilbish Imlula Nefesh Sherbukerboy. Shu Etzim Adam. Yako Ever Shal Nefesh Mulubash Malamala Ever Aguf. Amchuna Kneged Everahu. Kamo Habeged Alaguf. Says the Chavetz Chaim, each person has 248 sinews, 248 limbs and 365 sinews. And he says that they're spiritual. And he says that they are clothed with the physical 248 limbs and 365 sinews. And that's what the Pasuk in Eev is trying to explain. The Pasuk in Eev is saying that our flesh, our sinews, our bones, right? We refer to them as if they're clothed, as if they're shaded. What's clothing them? Who's being clothed? It's the nefesh that's being clothed by the physicality. Sort of like clothing that we have that go upon our body. Ukneged zed nasan lanu akarish baruchu reish mem chas mitzvos asei ushin samach hei lo sase. Corresponding to these spiritual limbs and sinews are what we have, our 248 mitzvos asays, the positive mitzvos, and the 365 negative mitzvos, things what we can't do. And they go upon our physical being. Every part of our body has a different mitzvah that it needs to do, that it needs that part of the body to perform the mitzvah with. That's how it works with all of our limbs. Which is safer on mitzvahs. Shar lasi lavo or Hashem al oso ever. When a person in this world fulfills a mitzvah in whatever limb, so then in the future world, lasi lavo, they'll have this or of a kadosh baruch hu on that ever, on that limb. Voso or hu machayas ever hu, and that light is going to give it life. Chen kol mitzvah mitzvah, and that's how it works by each and every mitzvah. When a person does a mitzvah, it gives that part of the body life in the next world. Nimsa the kisha adam mekayim harish memchas asin azu adam shalim ham kudish lashem choyvar. And so when you have a person who fulfills all the 248 mitzvahs, they're complete. They're sanctified to Hashem, their entire body, vizel mash, their entire all their limbs, vizel mashakasu bepashas tzitzis vasisim kol misoisai vasisim kreshim lechem. When the Torah talks about tzitzis, it says you should make and you should do the mitzvahs. And then you will be sanctified to Hashem, your God. Avim chas v'shalom yechzalom tzachas mirishmam chas asin. Comes the Chavetz Chaim and wants to tell us that if, God forbid, we are missing one of the 248 mitzvahs, shishlicha akar gave of lo asa tshuva azeh, that we just threw it behind us and we didn't do tshuva for not fulfilling it, for not taking it seriously. Yechzal loy lasi lavo ben nashro eivr mechunin egen mitzvahi. We will be missing that limb in the next world. That limb that corresponds to whatever mitzvah was that we're missing. V'zeo masha kasuv, v'zeo masha amru, the gemara in brachas, chavam and aleph, the gemara says, mu'uvas lo yucho liskoin, there's an aver that you can never make up. Zeh shebitzel kriyash masha avi, so kriyash masha shachar, so achman insan, someone who misses out on saying Shema at night, or in the morning, or tefillah, or shemana esrei of the night, or by minchah, or in the morning, these things you can't make up. Yesterday's tefillas you can't make up. You can only do tshuva for missing out on it. And if a person also is careful not to fulfill, is careful not to transgress the negative commandments of the Torah, then also he gets kedusha on his sinews. And if he's not careful, he is destroying them. Thank you very much. So that's from the Chafetz Chaim. Still, we are in his Hakdama and Shmir Salashim.